You know why this is so great, why studying Clement is so great? And people would be like, studying Clement, you know, I was like, that's not in the Bible. There's so much Bible in Clement. There's more Bible in Clement than in an ordinary book of the Bible. Well, there's more Tanakh in Clement than an ordinary epistle. Put it that way. You're in the Tanakh more, in the prophets, in the Psalms, in the Torah, when you're studying Clement. So these are good. All of these passages are good passages. Good passages to know. Chapter 15. Therefore, let us unite with those who devoutly practice peace. So this is in contrast to chapter 14, where he said, let's not follow those who in arrogance and unruliness have set themselves up. Instead, here in chapter 15, let us unite with those who devoutly practice peace, and not with those who hypocritically wish for peace. Because, of course, everybody says they're for peace. I mean, the new leadership in Corinth isn't up there saying, hey, we're for discord. Let's have more discord and strife. You know, everybody was all about peace, always. Peace, peace, when there is no peace, right? Says, for somewhere he says, this people honors me with their lips, but their heart is far from me. Where is that? Somewhere. That's Isaiah 29:13. And again, they blessed with their mouth, but they cursed with their heart. I always wonder when the apostles say, somewhere it says, if they don't remember, or if they're just messing with us. You know. Does he not remember that it's Isaiah that says that? You know, because ordinarily he would say, but Isaiah says, or the Holy Spirit says through Isaiah. Again, he says, they loved him with their mouth, but with their tongue they lied to him. Their heart was not right before him, nor were they faithful to his covenant. That's Psalm 78. Therefore, let deceitful lips that speak evil against the unrighteous be struck dumb. Psalm 31. And again, may the Lord utterly destroy all the deceitful lips, the boastful tongue, and those who say, let us praise our tongue, our lips are our own. Who is Lord over us? Because of the misery of the needy, because of the groaning of the poor, I will now arise, says the Lord. I will place him in safety. I will deal boldly with him. Right? Psalm 12. So there we just had a run of sayings from the Psalms and from Isaiah regarding peace and distinguishing between those who are actually for peace and are peacemakers and those who are just saying they are for peace. Have you ever noticed it? Have you ever noticed the difference in a conflict? I mean, between those, you can tell that there is a difference in the spirit of people. If someone is really for peace or someone is really, you know, just saying it and working it.
It's been on the internet.
Yeah. Yeah, everyone on the internet is like kind. You know, they always, and if they say anything rude, they add that little icon at the end, the little emoticon, the smiley face, you know, just sayings all. Yeah. I don't do that internet thing with the talking with people on the internet or yeah. I don't do that. All right. Chapter 16.